Job chapter 20, verse 15, he hath swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps, the viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which he labored for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance shall the restitution be, and he shall not rejoice therein. Because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away an house which he builded not, surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his goods. Can we pray? Father, I thank you today for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, there's power in the word. Psalms 107 and 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. We thank you today, God, that you will speak to our hearts a word that will shift us. A word, God, that will strengthen us. A word that will empower us, Lord, to be everything that you said we can be and do all that you said we can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Job chapter 20. I have a word in my heart today that God gave me. It's just one word. And he said to me, not just to preach, but to prophesy, and to prophesy restitution. And so I came to this house today with this word in my spirit to prophesy over you restitution and to release an anointing in this house. And I believe that there is an anointing that is going to be released in this house today for restitution. Oh, hallelujah. I may not be talking to everybody, but I know I'm talking to somebody that has lost some stuff and you want to get it back. In the time when so much is being taken away from us, and what I'm getting ready to say today may sound a little crazy, as a matter of fact. It looks like and feels like everything's being taken away. They want to take away our freedom of speech, our right to defend ourselves, our privacy, even going so far as to dictate what we can eat in school and on army bases. And they're taking away our rights to choose our own health care and our own positions. But I've got an assignment today, and I have a mandate on me to prophesy in this house and prophesy to all that are hearing my voice one word. I have one word today, and it's a prophecy in itself. It is the word restitution. Everybody say restitution. Now look at your neighbor, slap him a high five and say, neighbor, I'm taking it back. Say, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm talking about restitution today. Restitution. I'm speaking about getting it back. I don't care if it's the government. I don't care if it's the IRS, the NSI, the CIA, the DHS, or the DEVIL. If it's been stolen from you, I said if it's been stolen from you, God said, get ready to get it back. Oh, Rasata. Say it again. Say, I'm taking it back. Yeah, there may be many different names or titles, but ultimately, it is the devil who is the thief. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 30 through 31, if the thief is found, he shall restore. Oh, hallelujah. If the thief is found or caught, he should restore sevenfold. He should give all the substance of his house. We have caught the thief today, and the name of that thief is the devil. And I don't care what's been stolen from you or how it's been stolen. I've come to prophesy restitution. I've come to prophesy restoration. Restitution is coming to you. Restoration is coming to you. We have caught the thief. We have identified the rat, and we are taking it back. Somebody shout, taking it back. Oh, hallelujah. Shout, restitution is coming to my house. Now, what is restitution? The Lord gave me that word. I said, God, what is restitution? And here's the definition of restitution. One, it's the act of restoring or a condition of being restored. I like that. An act of restoring or a condition of being restored. Number two, it's the restoration of something to its rightful owner. Woo, hallelujah. It's the restoration of something to its rightful owner. Hallelujah. In other words, if it's got your name on it, it's coming back. Number three, and this is my favorite one, a legal action serving to cause restoration of a previous state. Let me say it again. Hallelujah. A legal action serving to cause restoration of a previous state. It means to get it back and to get it back like brand new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm getting it back like brand new. Tell somebody like brand new.
Like brand new.
Not all busted up, not all beat up, not all bent up, not all bruised up. Hallelujah. Not all used up, but like brand new. Glory to God. I'm taking it back. If there's one thing the Bible is, it's a record of God restoring. From Genesis to Revelation, God is a restorer. And if there's any testament to God's ability to restore and bring restitution, it would have to be Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. That valley of dry bones represents the greatest grief, the greatest misery, the greatest loss and destruction possible. It epitomizes and capsulizes the very essence and totality of the word hopeless. It's a picture of the thief in his full destructive powers. That valley of dry bones represents every area of human need and brokenness known to humanity. Every sickness, every disease, every bondage, every oppression, every financial struggle, every family strife and struggle is represented there in that valley. And if you stop at verse 2, there would be nothing but hopelessness into despair. But into that dreary valley of hopelessness, misery, and death came a word from God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say a word from God. God said to Ezekiel, prophesy, son of man, decree and declare the word of God. Essentially, what God said was prophesy restitution, prophesy restoration, prophesy life, prophesy resurrection, prophesy a new beginning. And the Bible says, Raboshatata, as he prophesied, the power of God invaded that valley, and as he prophesied, sinews and flesh came upon these bones, and skin began to cover them. As he prophesied, there was a noise and there was a shaking, and the bones began to come together, bone to his bone, in perfect order. This is God restoring and putting it back together, and putting it back together right. As he continued to prophesy, the Bible says, the wind of God began to blow, the breath of God began to fill their lungs, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. See, that wind is the power of the Holy Ghost. And I don't care how good it looks, how good it sounds, without the Holy Ghost, without the anointing of Noboshatarabakata, without the Spirit, it's dead. I know I'm talking to somebody today in this house who may have felt like those bones. You've been stripped bare, broken in pieces, and hung out to dry, and the devil has stolen from you and he has robbed you. Maybe it's physically, the devil has attacked your body, or your finances have dried up, or it could be your marriage, or he has stolen your joy or your peace or your self-respect or your dreams or your hopes for the future. But God told me to tell you, don't write it off. I said, don't write it off. There's an anointing of restoration in the house today. And God said to tell you, you're going to get it back. You're going to get it back. You're taking it back. Restoration is coming to your house. Say it again. Say restoration.
Restoration.
It's coming to my house. Ah, yeah. It ain't over. In other words, God said to tell you, Some of you are never going to believe this. You read it and still won't believe it. Because we read things sometimes and we don't even know what we read. God said to tell you, He's getting ready to slug the devil in the gut. And make him cough up your goods. I said, God said to tell you, He's getting ready to slug the devil in the gut and make him cough up your goods. Somebody just needs to get mad at the devil right now and just roll up your fist and tell the devil, devil, you gotta cough it up. Oh, yeah, you got to cough it up. See, I'm not here just to preach, but I'm here to prophesy. I'm here to prophesy in the authority and the anointing of the Holy Spirit and declare to you and prophesy to you restitution. Restitution in your finances. Restitution in your health. Restitution in your family. Restitution in your marriage. And I prophesy a divine reversal, a supernatural turnaround. Somebody say turnaround. Say, God's going to turn it around for me. Now somebody's been cheated out of your property. Somebody's been cheated by the court system. Somebody's been cheated by people you thought were your friends. Somebody's been cheated by the government. Somebody's been cheated by the devil. The devil's lied to you and stolen from you, but you're in the right place at the right time. Because God said to tell you, you're getting ready for a turnaround, and you're getting ready for restitution, and you're taking it back. Slap your neighbor, high five, and say, neighbor, I'm taking it back. Oh, yeah, it may look to you and feel like the devil has stolen and devoured everything that belongs to you. But remember what restitution means. It means a legal action serving to cause restoration to a previous state or condition. That's what I came to tell you in this house today. There is a legal... Oh, Rashada Makataya. Irabushanda Makandobo Hoshaya. There is a legal action taking place in the spirit right now. Somebody say right now. The thief has been caught and the judge has ordered him to restore everything that... I said the judge, God Almighty, has ordered the thief to restore everything that he has stolen, and the devil has got to cough it up. Say it again. Say, cough it up. Job 20 verse 15. Watch this. Job 20 verse 15. He hath swallowed down riches. Oh. And he shall cough them up again. Woo. He hath swallowed down riches and he shall cough them up again. Watch this. Watch this. God shall cast them out of his belly.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Say it again, say, cough it up, devil. Job lost everything that he had in a matter of hours. He lost all of his flocks, his children, his wealth, his health. Satan took everything he had. But in the end, God restored Job and gave him double for his trouble. Joel chapter 22, verses 25, 26, God said, and I will restore. Everybody say, restore. Say, give it back. To you, the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm has taken away, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall not be ashamed. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 102 and 13 said, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. That's the word of the Lord for you today. If you can believe that word, that's for you today. I came to prophesy to you and tell you and declare to you that the set time to favor you is now. Somebody say, now is my time.
My time.
The favor of God is on you. This is your season of restitution and restoration. Sometimes you may feel like God lost your number. Sometimes you might feel like God forgot you. But I came to tell you today, God has not forgotten you. Every hair on your head is numbered, and He has not forgotten you. God remembered Hannah, and He gave her a son, the prophet Samuel. God remembered Noah. He dried up the flood waters with the wind. God remembered Abraham, and He delivered Lot on his account. God remembered Samson and anointed him one last time. Oh, hallelujah. God remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and He sent deliverance to Israel. And I want you to know today, God remembers you. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, shake their hand and tell them, God remembers you. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you, God's been thinking about you. You've been on God's mind today. Oh, all night long, God's been thinking about you. All this morning, God was thinking about you. He's been thinking about how to bless you. He's been thinking about how to get it back to you. He's been thinking about how He's going to bless you and how many different ways He's going to bless you. Look at somebody, say, God remembers you. Now, some of you wondered, maybe like me, why is it taking so long? Why has my healing been delayed? Why has my miracle been delayed? Why has my financial breakthrough been delayed? Well, let's look at it. There are two reasons I know for sure that can hold up your blessing. Number one, God's working on your blessing because He wants to give you the best, and the best takes time. God doesn't want to give you just anything. He wants to give you the best. God promised you Boaz, but a lot of us have got impatient and ended up with Bozo. Not just speaking about a person so much, but speaking of God's perfect blessing. God's time versus our impatience and our unwillingness to trust His wisdom. The second reason is God is working on us. Look at your neighbor and say, God's working on you. He's getting us ready so we'll know how to handle and how to appreciate the blessing when it comes. How many are ready for restoration today? How many are ready for restitution today? How many are ready for God to hit the devil in the gut and make him cough up your goods? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me give you some scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 30. David and his men returned to Ziklag to find their city burned with fire. Their wives, their children were carried away captives. From all natural evidence, everything they loved was gone, destroyed. The Bible says they sat down and wept. And then they decided to stone David. They thought to themselves, let's stone David. But the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. David called for the ephod, and he began to worship the Lord. In other words, David got his praise on in Ziklag. Oh, hallelujah. In the place of desperation, in the place of desolation and emptiness and hopelessness and despair, David praised the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Say, David got his praise on in Ziklag. Then he asked God, shall I pursue? And God answered him this way. God said, you shall pursue, and you shall overtake, and you shall recover all. Somebody say, recover all. David could have gone into deep depression. He could have committed suicide. He could have been killed by his own men. He could have got wrapped up in self-pity. But instead, in Ziklag, David, oh hallelujah, he went into praise. David got his praise on in Ziklag. And listen to this. When David went into praise, he went into recovery. Some somebody here today. You may be just like David was. You may be in the ICU, the intensive care unit. You may be in critical condition right now. You may be in the darkest hour of your life, and it may look impossible and it may look hopeless. But God sent me here today to prophesy to you restitution. And he sent me here to tell you God is going to make the devil cough it up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, cough it up, devil. I'm here to tell you that the same God that spoke to Joel, the same God that spoke to David, is saying the same thing to you today. You shall pursue and you shall overtake and you shall recover all. Everybody say, recover all. Don't care how bad it looks, how bad it feels, how bad it sounds. You may look around you like David did, see nothing but ashes. But if you'll follow David's example and begin to encourage yourself in the Lord and get your praise on and begin to praise God, God will fight for you and God will cause the devil to turn loose of everything that belongs to you. As a matter of fact, God is going to use your praise to slug the devil in the gut. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! How many are ready to slap the devil? Get your stuff back.
Amen.
Ready to slap the devil and get my stuff back. Hallelujah! First of all, first thing we do is we just magnify God. We just exalt the Lord. We just magnify him and give him praise for who he is. We just praise him because he's God Almighty. We just praise him because he's good and because he's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody just lift your hands and just thank him for who he is today. Just praise him because he is God. Just praise him because he loves you. Just praise him because he woke you up this morning. Just praise him because he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for you and make intercession for you. Just praise him because of who he is. Lord, I just praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. I praise you for who you are today, Lord. Oh, I praise you for who you are. I praise you for who you are. Oh, hallelujah. And I want to praise you, Lord, for what you've already done. Can somebody just look back over your shoulder right now? Take a look back down memory lane and see what God's already done. Can somebody look back and see where God has brought you from? Come on, my friend. God's brought you a long, long ways. God's brought me a long, long ways. I could stand here and testify of miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And I just want to praise God for what he's already done. I want to praise God for raising me up from the deathbed. I want to praise God for making a way out of no way. I want to praise God because he showed up just in time. Oh, Rabasta, Rabakata. I want to praise God because God has been faithful in my life. Has he been faithful to you?
Yes.
Now listen.
Praise.
Praise. Everybody say praise. Lastly, let's praise God for what he's doing right now. Let's praise him for what he's doing right now. Praise him. Praise him for your healing right now. Praise him for restoration right now. Praise him for your breakthrough right now. Praise him, praise him, praise him for your prodigals coming home. Praise him for deliverance from every habit, from every bondage. Praise him for new doors of opportunity. Praise him for a new level of anointing and power in your life. Come on, praise him. See, you don't understand what I'm saying today, but there's a prophecy hidden in your praise. Your praise is prophetic. What you're praising God for is what is coming in your life. What I praise God for is what is being released in my life. I praise God for health and strength. I praise God for joy unspeakable and full of glory. I praise God for a new anointing. I praise God for restoration in my family. I praise God. I praise God for my healing in my marriage. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for a new level of ministry. I praise God for open doors of opportunity. I praise God for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. 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 See, you got to understand something, that God is listening to your praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet today. I'm almost done. See, the devil knows that praise is powerful. The devil knows the miraculous power of praise. The devil knows the healing power of praise. The devil knows the delivering power of praise. The devil knows that God is going to use your praise to slug him in the gut. I mean, if you're really serious about getting your stuff back, if you're really serious about getting your children back, if you're really serious about getting your anointing and going to a new level, if you're really serious about getting your health back, getting your strength back, getting your money back, if you're really serious about it, give God a fist to slug the devil with. Give God a fist to slug the devil with. And God will use your praise to slug the devil in the gut and make him cough up your good.
I'm taking it back.
Hallelujah. Well, somebody's going out. Somebody's moving out of ICU right now. Somebody's moving out of the critical unit right now. Somebody's coming off the critical list right now. Somebody's miracle is being released right now. Somebody's healing is being released right now. Somebody's deliverance is being released right now. Restoration is being released right now. Deliverance is being released. Whoa. I feel a breakthrough in the house. I said, I feel a breakthrough in the house. I'm taking it back, devil. I'm taking it back, everything you stole from me. I'm taking my family back. I'm taking my children back. I'm taking my finances back. I'm taking my anointing back. I'm taking my joy back. I'm taking my peace back. I'm taking it back, what the devil stole from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to pray. I've released a word of restoration in this house today. And I told you, I'm not just preaching, I'm prophesying. I've lived it. I've walked through it. I've experienced it in my life. God has been faithful, and I've seen how God does it. And God will use your praise to slug the devil in the gut and make him cough up everything he swallowed down. The devil swallowed it down and thought he was going to keep it, but God is going to slug him in the gut and he's going to cough it up. Your money's coming back. Your children's coming back. Your health is coming back. Your joy is coming back. Your peace is coming back. Your fire is coming back. Oh, Rasta. Your power, your anointing. Everything the devil has stolen. Listen, everything the devil has touched, God says, I'm going to restore.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to restore. Now, what I want you to do right now is I want you to look in your life. And I want you to just look right now in the spirit. And I want you to look at everything in your life that's got the devil's fingerprint on it. Everywhere he's touched you. If he's touched your finances, you see his fingerprint on it. If he's touched your health, you see his fingerprint on it. If he's touched your family and your children, you see his fingerprint on it. I want you to look everywhere that you see the devil's fingerprint. And where the devil has messed with your life. And where the devil has stolen from you. Because everywhere you see his fingerprint, God says, I'm going to give it back to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's going to be like he never touched it. It's going to be like he never touched it. Hallelujah. Like he never touched it. I'm going to pray. I'm getting ready to pray. God told me to do something today. I'm going to anoint you today. I'm going to anoint everyone in this house who believes this word. Everyone who believes this word is ready for an anointing. I'm going to anoint you for restoration in every area of your life. I'm going to anoint you for the restoration of everything the devil has stolen from you. That from this moment forward, you're going to begin to walk in restoration. You're coming out of the ICU, hallelujah. You're coming out of the critical care unit, and you're coming out into recovery, and you're coming out into abundant blessing and provision of God. I want everyone today that wants my anointing and wants this prophecy and wants this word, I want you to come line up right there against this side of the wall, and you're going to come right in front of me, and I'm going to anoint you today. I'm going to lay hands on you. I don't do it all the time, but when the Lord directs me to, I'm going to lay hands on you, and I'm going to release an anointing for restoration in this house. I have it in my life, and God's going to give it to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when I anoint you, after I lay hands on you, then you can move back to your seat so everyone can get through. Shalabakata, I want you to lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for restoration and restitution. Every place where the enemy has touched it, Lord, I decree a spirit of restoration, an anointing of restoration to get it all back. Lord, I must cut it. I cut that. I must cut it. An anointing of restoration, God. Lord, that Brother Jeff will walk in a realm of recovery, God, of getting back everything that the enemy has touched and stolen. He has to cough it up in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of God. This
is her day, Lord. This is her day of recovery, God. Lord, that she is, that an anointing of recovery come upon her now. Everything that's got her name on it comes back to her in Jesus' name. Every place the devil's fingerprint is, God, he has to give back in Jesus' name. Restore in Jesus' name. She command and pump it up. Pump it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Restitution, Lord. God, the divine restoration comes to Sister Luna right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that's got her name on it comes back to her, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, and not broken up, beat up, bruised up, God, but better than new in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm going to shout a spirit of anointing, of restitution, and restoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, for Sister Val today, God, a spirit of restitution and restoration, God, the anointing of restitution, recovery, divine recovery, God, to go into recovery. Right now, God, Lord, the devil has to cough it up in Jesus' name. Comes back to her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus,
thank you,
glory to God.
Brother George, God, Lord, for the supernatural anointing of recovery and restitution and restoration in his life, God. God, that he goes into that spiritual dimension of recovery right now and get back everything the devil has stolen in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, divine restitution and restoration, we decree it today. God, according to your word, the devil has to cough it up. Seven times, Lord, seven times restoration comes back in his name. Everything that's been touched, God, Lord, I thank you that you restore in Jesus' name. Better than new in Jesus' name. This is his day, God. I decree and declare that from this moment forward, Lord, he'll walk in a realm of restitution and restoration. God, the divine recovery, God. Lord, the things that have been stolen from him are going to find him. Things that have been stolen from him are going to seek him out, God, because they got to come back to him. Because he's getting his praise on in Ziklag. Restitution and recovery, God, in the name of Jesus, that you walk from this moment forward in a realm of recovery and restitution in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we're taking it all back. We're taking it all back. Lord, this is her hour of restitution. The set time to favor her has come. God, I decree and declare supernatural recovery. It comes back to her. It's got her name on it. It comes back in the name of Jesus. Lord, and from this moment forward, she walks in a realm of supernatural recovery in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you today, honorable Shatta, that you release on her a spirit of supernatural recovery and restitution, God. To give back everything that the enemy has touched. Everything that's been stolen, come back to her. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is her hour to get it back in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God.
Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you for it. Thank you for the vessel. Thank you, Lord.
It's your day. It's your day. Yes, it is, Father, in the name of Jesus. According to your word, I decree and declare, God, a spirit of restoration comes upon your daughter now. Supernatural recovery. God, as she goes into supernatural recovery from this moment forward, God, no longer looking back at what we lost, but walking in the realm of supernatural recovery and restitution. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Coming. Everybody say it's coming back. Say it's coming back. Say, I see it. I see it coming my way. Now I got to make room for it. Now you got to make room for it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want to say this. I'm getting ready to pray for you. You know when God brought us here? We moved out of a 34-foot fifth wheel. So when we moved out of a 34-foot fifth wheel, everything that we had would have fit in the corner of the bathroom. So we had to start over again to get some things in that house over there. Four rooms. God said, you got to make some room for what's coming back.
Jesus' name. Father, Sister Wanda, today, God, Lord, this
the dearth season. Set time to favor Zion has come. Oh, the set time to favor Sister Wanda has come today, Father. Lord, we decree a spirit of restitution and restoration, a season of divine recovery, to get back everything that the devil has stolen. It comes back in Jesus' name. It comes back, it comes back, it comes back in Jesus' name. I'm taking it back right now. Divine recovery. Woohoo! Divine recovery. Divine recovery. God bless this lady today. This is her hour.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Strength in her body, God. Lord, renewed strength, renewed youth, God, as an eagle today. God, I thank you for a divine season of recovery and an anointing of recovery in Jesus' name. Taking it back. Taking it back. This brother's a miracle, a walking miracle, time and time and time again. God, Lord, we decree and declare today, God, divine restitution and restoration and recovery, God. Complete, total recovery in every area, not just physically, financially, Lord, every area, family, relationships, God. I decree and declare, God, that in every area of their life, Lord, where the enemy has put his fingerprint, oh, a divine reversal and divine recovery. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. This is your season of recovery.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Get it back.
See, this is your day. You didn't hear by accident. This is the word of the Lord for you today. You needed to hear this word. You need to hear this word. Just that when you started hearing that word, said, that's for me. And you're right. God, for Brother Charles today. Brother Charles, God, this is his season of restitution. This is his hour to get it back. Everything the devil has stolen, it's got to come back to him. Devil, you got to cop it up. You got to cop it up. It's got Charlie's name on it. It's got to come back to you. In Jesus' name, I command restitution. That anointing of restoration. That anointing of restitution. God, that he goes into recovery. Divine recovery. Divine recovery. Yes, Lord. Starts today in Jesus' name. Starts today. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, brother. Praise God, you're in your season of recovery. You're in your season of recovery. Glory to God. We moved out of the ICU. We're in recovery now. God, I thank you, Brother Greg. Goes into divine restitution and restoration. That there's an anointing for restitution that's coming upon God, that the anointing of restitution and recovery comes upon him now. To get it all back. To get it all back in Jesus' name. God, restore restitution for Sister Tanya, John. Lord, that she gets back everything that belongs to her. Everything's got her name on it, God. It comes back to her. Through the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm in recovery. Say, I'm feeling better already. This is her season, Lord, of divine restitution and recovery. Season of restoration and recovery, God, to get it all back in Jesus' name. I'm taking it back. Brother Ken, Lord, go
make it a better king, Lord. This is his hour. This is his season of restitution and restoration. To get it back. Oh, hallelujah. It comes back to him. It comes back to him in Jesus' name. It's going to seek him out. It's going to find him in Jesus' name. Restoration and restitution in Jesus' name. You know what? I just heard the Lord say something to me for everyone that I've anointed today and everyone that he's spoken to today. The Lord just spoke something to me. He said, These blessings, these things that belong to you, are going to come and find you. They're going to come and run you down. They're going to come and find you. Long time ago, my dad had left his Bible in the church, in his car, outside of the church. And that Bible got stolen out of the car. Somebody stole that Bible out. They probably thought it was a tape case or something because it was in a little case. And about a month went by, and he was like, oh, he was so sad because that Bible had all these notes in it and was his study Bible. He was so concerned about it. And the temptation is write it off. You know, it's gone. Somebody stole it. They ain't going to bring it back. All of a sudden, one day, he's in the house, in my grandma's house, and that Bible, somebody came and knocked on the door and told my dad, said, I found this in the middle of the road. Now, I don't know if they're the ones that stole it, or if they actually found it in the middle of the road. But what I'm saying is, it came and found him. It belonged to him, and it came and it found him. Don't be surprised to hear a knock on your door, and somebody standing there with what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Because God just told me to tell you that it's going to find you. What belongs to you, it's going to find you. And what has your name on it is coming back to you. And it's going to find you. Hallelujah. It's going to seek you out. Sister Carol, in the name of Jesus. Father, what belongs to her is going to find her. That's what I heard you say, Lord. That's what I heard you say, God. It's going to knock on her door, God, and say, this is yours. It belongs to you. It's not mine. It belongs to you. God, I thank you for a season of divine recovery and restoration coming to Sister Carol right now, Lord God, that everything that belongs to her comes back to her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The devil can't keep it. He can't keep it. He can't keep it. Hallelujah. Now what? Now watch, I'm done, but I got to give you one thing, and I got to give you one thing. Watch this, watch this. How many love the Word of God?
Yes.
It's so powerful.
It's so powerful.
So powerful. Watch this. Yes. Watch this. I love it. He says, now remember, he says he has swallowed down your goods. He swallowed down riches, but he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. That which he has labored for shall he restore. See, the devil has went through long, hard labor to get stuff from you. He's planned for years how to get things from you. But he says, that God says, that which he has labored for, he's going to restore and not swallow it down. But here's what I want you to see. He says, surely, verse 20, he says, surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. You know what that means? That means he's going to have an upset stomach. That means the stuff that belongs to you that he has tried to swallow down and he's had for years, all of a sudden his stomach is getting upset. And all of a sudden he is not comfortable with what he swallowed anymore. That's why it's going to come back. Because it's coming out. Because God's going to slug him in the gut. And he's going to cough up your stuff. Hallelujah. Say one more time. Say, I'm taking it back. In Jesus' name. Everything that the devil stole from me, I'm taking it back. By the blood's authority. Jesus said, I can cross the line and take back what was rightfully mine. And I'm taking it back. Now lift your hands and I'm going to pray and I'm going to prophesy over you right now. Father, I decree and declare in this house and I release a spirit of supernatural restoration and recovery. According to the word that I have prophesied in this house today, Lord, I thank you, God, that we're going to hear the report of supernatural, divine, supernatural restoration and recovery that is coming into the lives of your people. From this moment forward, God, we are in recovery in Jesus' name. We're getting it all back. Give the Lord a great hand, Father, praise. And you're dismissed. God bless you.